Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9. I have Jack Cuddy on the phone. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And you are recovering from a gig last night in Sydney, yes?
Yeah, I mean, recovering is a strong word, but yeah, I had a gig last night and it was a lot of fun.
Good
eye. So yeah, haven't had that much sleep, but I'm not really a big drinker these days, so
yep.
Feeling good.
Good eye. The Universe is a favourite song of mine. I've played it many times on Joy over the years. Well, 2 years since it came out, I guess. Can you tell me, before we get on to your new album, Home State, can you tell me a little bit about that track and how you came to work with Katie Noonan?
Well, Katie asked me to support her couple of years ago, maybe four, it might have even been like 4 years ago, and I did a show with her at the Toffin Town in Melbourne, actually, and we just became really fast friends and have remained close ever since. And so I wrote that song, and it was just this idea that I had kicking around for a long time, but it just never felt finished.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I realized that it was a duet, and as soon as I realized that, I just started hearing Katie's voice on it, and I asked her if she would sing it with me, and she said yes, and it was like it is one of my favourite songs from that record now. It's, so I'm so happy that all came about.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, isn't it? She's great mentoring a lot of young artists these days. I met her at Joy last year, and it was a thrill. And then I saw her perform at Port Fairy Folk Festival earlier this year, and it was quite amazing what she can do with that voice.
She's incredible. I mean, she's got one of the best voices I've ever heard, and she's like a very, very open-hearted and giving person with her time and her experience, and she just genuinely wants people to be able to have, you know, careers in music in Australia. And I think that's a refreshing thing, you know. The music industry is such a hard place in some ways that I think a lot of people are just totally preoccupied with keeping their own head above water.
Yeah.
So it's so important to have people like Katie who have done so much and are so talented, just being so incredibly supportive.
Yes, indeed. And I love the violin on that track too. Who played the violin on it?
A beautiful violinist called Lisa Palandi.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like an old friend of mine from Sydney. I've known her since high school, and she's played violin on a couple of my records.
Yeah, just beautiful.
I think she plays with the ACO now as well.
Oh, cool. Great stuff. Well, let's move on to talking about Home State, which is your brand new album that's just only come out a couple of weeks ago. It's gorgeous. I've been listening to it over the last couple of weeks, and I'm loving it. And I've been reading your press release, and it says that you're married with a kid, and it's, you know, reflects all of that kind of stuff, and that you recorded it and produced it in your apartment in Brisbane. So how was that?
Yeah.
What did you do with your wife and child while you were recording?
I don't have a child, but I do have a wife.
Oh, I don't know why I thought you had a child. I must be thinking of someone else. Sorry about that.
I'm just a paternal kind of guy. I just must seem like a dad.
It must be.
I make a lot of dad jokes.
Must be it.
That's probably something to do with it. I'm just practicing at the moment. But, we got married in September last year, and I've been on the road pretty much nonstop for like 4 or 5 years before that. And I really hadn't given myself any proper time to just stand back and kind of look at what I'd been doing and where I'd kind of come from, and if I felt like I was heading in the right direction, even, you know, I was just in it all the time and achieving more than I ever imagined that I could from, you know, when I was 18 and starting to really try to play gigs around Sydney.
Yeah.
But I just decided, right, after we get married, I'm going to take a bit of time off. And so we went on a little honeymoon and then got back to our apartment, and it was not very long before I started demoing songs because I just got the itch. But it was a really sort of, it was a really organic and natural thing. And I wasn't doing it to make an album at all. I had no notion that I was going to end up making an album at home. It was just something I was doing for fun and to kind of refine songs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just snowballed. I won an APRA Professional Development Award last year, which was a huge honor. And that kind of allowed me to to keep moving with it. And then I met a guy in a bar who, or actually I met a guy's wife in a bar, and she was telling me about her husband who records drums in their living room. So I was like, oh, well, maybe I could do some drums for my record there, because by that point I sort of had decided I wanted it to all be done in my home, or at least not in the studio environment. And it just all... It was honestly like the universe was conspiring to kind of help you make this thing.
Excellent. Well, listen, I've got to play some messages, but I'm going to come back and talk to you about one of the tracks that I want to play from Home State, the album, in a minute. Hang on there, Jack.
Okay, no worries.
Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are on Joy 94.9 with Katie on Sunday Sleep In, and my guest on the phone is Jack Carty. Jack, I'm going to play This Is What It Feels Like to Die from the album Home State. Can you talk a bit about that track for me?
So this song is about hope, really. I actually think it's quite a positive song, as much as the title doesn't necessarily give that away. It's about creative rebirth for me, and the kind of idea of kind of being like a phoenix rising from the ashes and taking something that might feel like it's hard at the time and making something positive out of it. That's what the song's about for me.
Yeah.
And it was one of the first songs that I wrote for this new record, and I actually recorded the guitar part for this in a house that I was living in on Christmas Street in Northcote down in Melbourne.
All right.
So I recorded that as a demo, and then when I came back to the album that I was making at home, I listened to that guitar part and I decided that I didn't need to redo it because it was nice the way that it was. So there's a little bit of Melbourne in this song.
Great. And this explains why I thought you were a Melbourne artist. For the longest time, I thought, yeah, Jack Carty's a Melbourne artist. And then I get this press release that says you're from Brisbane. So I was a bit confused.
I'm sort of not really from anywhere. I was born in Melbourne and I have spent a lot of time living in Melbourne, but the last couple of years, I've just been flitting about all over the place like an absolute maniac.
Okay.
It's just been a lot of fun.
Good. Well, I'm glad you found a home in Brisbane. Let's play this track now. I really like it. It's from Jack Carty's fantastic new album, Home State. It's called This Is What It Feels Like to Die on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, fantastic song there from Jack Carty's brand new album, Home State. And I've got Jack on the phone from Sydney. Jack, that I just every time I listen to the album, I get more out of it. And so congratulations on it.
Thank you.
You must be very, very proud. I think it's a really great album. Now, you're coming to Melbourne.
Yeah.
I'll be
at the Gasso next Friday.
Next Friday. What can we expect from the gig? Tell us.
So I'll be playing in a duo kind of format with a very close friend of mine and a really great musician called Jordan Miller.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be on electric guitar and backing vocals. And I'll be playing a bunch of songs from the new record and also some songs from some of my previous albums like Esk and Broke Your Own Heart.
Great.
And there's an incredible, incredible Australian songwriter called Emily Barker who lives in the UK and has done for about 10 years and has not done that much touring here, but she's really, really amazing and does really well over in the UK, and she's supporting as well. So it's going to be a really great night of music. Jordan's going to open the show, then Emily, and then I'll get on stage and Jordan will be playing with me as well. So
great.
That's kind of how it's all going to go down, but I'm really, really excited about it. We just played the Sydney launch last night and it was amazing.
Fantastic. And that's the Melbourne gig's at the Gasometer in Clifton Hill, Fitzroy, which for me is about 10 minutes walk from my house, so I'm really pleased.
Hey, perfect. That's why we booked it, actually. We were like, we'll make it easy for Katie.
Oh, perfect. I couldn't have asked for more. And after that, I'm just looking at your tour dates. You're off to Adelaide, Fremantle, Brisbane, and then New Zealand. Fantastic.
Yeah. I love getting over to New Zealand. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. I actually have never been there, and it's on my list.
It's only 2 hours away, so
I know.
It's very easy just to hop the ditch.
I know.
You've got to do it.
I know. I was going to do it last year, and I was going to do it this year, and maybe I have to say I'm going to do it next year. But, yeah, look, I know, and I've got friends to visit and stuff, and I know it's going to be great. So good luck with the tour.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. It's a real treat to speak to you, as I've been a fan for some time, and I'm looking forward to seeing you live on Friday night at the Gasso. Now, I'm going to go out with a track called Away With Me, which might be my favourite track from the album. It's just so joyful. Tell us about this one.
So this one literally just came to me kind of all at once in the shower one day.
Ah, perfect.
I was just kind of like washing my hair or something, and I sing in the shower a lot, and I just basically sang this song almost exactly as it kind of is, though I didn't have a guitar with me because I don't have a waterproof guitar. But and I remember like getting out of the shower and running over to the desk and trying to write down the lyrics because I wanted to kind of try and keep them in mind. And then I got in a little bit of trouble for dripping water on the carpet.
Oh, dear.
And we were late to meet our friends for coffee. But it was worth it.
Definitely.
This song for me is it was a lot of fun to record as well, because we recorded it. What you hear on the record is actually a live take. Not done in front of an audience, but it's just me and my friend Jordan who'll be playing with me on Friday night. But
yep.
It's just him and I in a room playing the song.
I think that may be what I'm reacting to, because I just, when it comes on, I just feel happy. So thanks for that. And I like,
thank you.
I like the little pun in the title, because it's listener. It's not away with me, as in AWAY. It's a way with me, which is a lovely little pun.
I love a pun.
Yes, who doesn't? You did say you were a dad joke guy.
That's exactly right. I'm practicing.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining me today on the show, Jack.
Thanks for having me, Katie.
No worries. That's Jack Carty there. Great talent. Go out and listen to his album Home State. I think you'll love it.
Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.